Let me begin with just some prayer requests to give you a kind of a feel for what people are dealing with. You know, what we're dealing with here, obviously, and what people online are trusting us to pray about so that they may have the victory. From here in New York City, May 15th will be my 35th birthday. I've spent my life worrying and accomplishing nothing. I pray that God takes over and give me direction and peace. And we're going to pray that for you too tonight here in Brooklyn, New York, that God would take over and that the worrying would cease and that something that only God can do would be accomplished in your life. And that's the beauty of it all. When you let him take over, something beautiful will come out of even ashes. He promises that in the Word of God. From here in the U.S., Jesus, you're the only hope to help my adult son with severe OCD, that's excessive compulsive disorder. He hasn't worked in 6 years and it's getting worse. We can't help him. Please, Times Square Church, join in asking for a miracle. So we're going to join you tonight in asking that God set your son free. From Finland, please pray for my daughter to be set free from an eating disorder and from panic attacks. From here in the U.S., pray for an 8-year-old girl suffering from anxiety and chest pains and rashes because of it. From Sweden, we're a small church in Sweden in need of a spiritual breakthrough. I'm the pastor. I need healing for my body and protection for my family. From India, Pradesh, India, I want to make a prayer request for Miss Kohli. She's in a state of a coma right now in India, in the hospital. Please pray for her. From California, please pray that God would show me what my purpose is. I'm in my 60s and feel like I don't have a purpose anymore. I don't have any goals anymore. From Pennsylvania, I'm struggling with spiritual depression and God's direction with my life. Pray for peace and joy that only He can give me. And from Fredericton, Canada, I requested prayer for my prodigal son, Jeremy, 2 weeks ago. Please, please mention him again. Thanks from a grateful, heartbroken mom. And so you get an idea, and there are so many people looking for miracles of healing tonight and deliverance from addiction, from oppression, from mental issues, from marriages breaking down. We truly are living in a dark time in history. Now, it's not that other times haven't been dark, and people haven't suffered, like many are suffering today. But we are a people gathering together to believe that God is able to answer prayer the way He always has. Right at the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The first thing about God is He creates, and He has the power to create. And He not only has the power to create, He has the power to recreate. He has the power to make us into that which He destined us to be, desires us to be. God has the power to change every life, every heart, every situation, to bring miracles where human effort and ingenuity is no longer possible. And it says in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And other translation says the earth was in a state of confusion and darkness. And it had no hope, in a sense, for its future until the Spirit of God started hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so you have this combination of God speaking and the Spirit of God moving. God speaks, the Spirit of God moves. The next thing, I don't have time to go into it all, but suddenly there's a division between light and darkness. Suddenly life starts to come out of the sea. Suddenly birds are flying in the air. Miracles start to happen. Things start to grow. Boundaries start to exist. The sun pops up in the sky. God speaks and the Spirit moves. That's the way the kingdom of God works. God speaks from His word. You and I, we lay hold of His promises and we believe it. And the Spirit of God moves upon us. And life comes. Boundaries are established. You know, before we were spilling over, in a sense, into types of behavior maybe we didn't want to be into, or problems in the mind that we didn't want to plague us. We're constantly spilling over, seemingly powerless to stop until the Spirit of God moves and God speaks. Suddenly boundaries are established and God says to the seas, this far and no farther. Life comes. We're given the ability. Birds appear. They didn't evolve from lizards. God created them. And it's truly amazing because doesn't he say in the word, they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings as eagles. When we wait on God, when we are believing God, when we lay hold of the word of God, when we start to trust God. I don't know about you, but I get tired of arguments about the existence of God. I would rather have a living experience with the living God. I would rather have him speak into my life and lift me out of powerlessness and bring me into the place where I need to go. That has always been the pattern of God all throughout history. God speaks, the Spirit moves. I can prove that. I can take you all through the Old Testament. If you had 17 hours, I'd do that. And I would show you every time God spoke and the Spirit moved. God spoke, the Spirit moved. God spoke, the Spirit moved. In the New Testament, God spoke and said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. God spoke, the people listened, and the Spirit of God moved. And because of that, we have hope, we have life. Because of that, we have the same opportunity in our generation that every generation before us has had. And just as the world came into creation in the book of Acts chapter 2, the church came into creation. God spoke into the emptiness of humanity, the emptiness of human reasoning and human captivity. God spoke to just a small group of people, and the Spirit of God moved, and the church was born, just as he said, let there be light, and light was. The church was born. Giftings of God were given. 120 people stepped out into the marketplace with giftings of God and abilities that can't be learned by any amount of human effort. The people stopped and wondered and said, what could this mean? What could this be? In other words, we've never seen this before. Religion and human effort can't produce this. Where did they get this power? Where did they get this strength? And I believe with all my heart, as the church began, in this last day, the church will finish. Because it's true. The best wine is saved for the end of the feast. It's true. It's true. You look in the Word of God, and God gives these incredible promises. It's all through the Old and the New Testament of your day and mine. And so now, the question for me and the question for you is that if we find ourselves in a place of confusion, we find ourselves in a place of darkness, in a place where there seems to be no boundaries, where we get attacked by our enemies and we seem powerless to stop going into their camp. If we find ourselves in a place where we just say, God, I as this one prayer, because I don't even know my purpose in life. There's a young person that says, I'm tired of worrying and accomplishing nothing. There's an older person that says, I feel like I have no purpose left. Now, that's a lie. That's a lie. Every living being on the earth has a purpose divinely commissioned by God. You have a purpose. I have a purpose. And God has something for everybody here in this sanctuary tonight that may not be fulfilled yet until God speaks and the Spirit of God moves. And there's a point in every life where we got to say, God, what is about to happen doesn't come my way, and it doesn't come through my effort, and it doesn't come through my self-love or my self-loathing. It comes by your Spirit. It comes by your life being lived out inside of mine. You swallowing up my captivity and taking it captive and giving gifts, as you say, unto men. And so, God, I yield my life. For people online tonight, I plead with you. Yield your life to Christ. Yield your life to the Holy Spirit and watch what God will begin to do through you and in you. Watch what God will begin to do. But be prepared for a change. When God comes, he changes everything. He makes all things new, doesn't he? That's what the scripture says. The old things pass away. All things become new. He doesn't come and just add himself to our agenda. Do you understand? When the Spirit of God comes, there's a whole new agenda comes with the Spirit of God. There's a new path. There's a new way of thinking. There are new abilities to accomplish new thoughts, new directions. It's all from God. And so I challenge you tonight. Would you pray with me? God, send your Holy Spirit. God, send your Holy Spirit. And if my dignity has to suffer because of that, then so be it. If I get down on my knees and bray like a donkey because you're touching me, then so be it. You understand? I've seen that. I've seen people cry. I saw somebody at Summit one time cry so hard in the presence of God. I had just finished speaking, came forward to an altar and cried so hard, it sounded like a donkey brand. It did. And he cried for, it seemed like an hour. And when he was done, everyone went to the cafeteria and I sat down on the steps and I said, "What happened to you tonight?" And he looks at me and he couldn't hardly talk. He says, "God called me tonight." And sometimes the calling of God, it doesn't come our way, it comes His way. And I praise God because that young man is living for the Lord today. That young man is standing in the gap. That young man is preaching the gospel today, caring for the poor. I thank God for it with all my heart. God called him that night. He thought he could resist God. He honestly did. He thought he could go to Bible school and resist God. "I'm just going to come. I'm going to get a little bit of knowledge and I'm going to go my way and do my thing." But God called him. Hallelujah. 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 How badly do you want his presence in your life? How badly do you want his Holy Spirit to make you into a new creation? How badly do you want to be taken out of the box of what you think your life is going to be and brought into what God says your life is? How badly? I can tell you honestly, I think at 65, I want his Spirit more desperately than I ever have before. I want to make a difference now. I want to be a voice in the darkness. I want to amount to something for his name's sake. So we're all in this together, right? Yes. And my prayer has been, "God, if you got to throw our whole order to the wind, then so be it. So be it. You do what you have to do. But we are your people. This is your body. This is your moment on the earth. These are the last days. We are your church." And so we simply open our hearts to you, Lord, and say, "God, would you do for us what we can't do for ourselves? Would you send your Holy Spirit to us in a mighty way, in a mighty way?" I don't want it just to be a song. "Holy Spirit, you are welcome here." What does that mean? What does it mean? We just want a fuzzy feeling in the air? It's Old Testament that the Holy Spirit would come like in the atmosphere. He doesn't live there now. He's in you. It's the atmosphere in here where he wants to manifest his glory. We aren't Solomon's temple anymore. He was outside of the people at that time. He's inside now. We are his temple. You are his temple. So the cry's got to be a personal one. "Oh God, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill this place. This place. Fill me, God. Take me. Use me. Give me the grace to surrender if I can't. Help me, Lord. Help me, God, to walk humbly before you, whatever that's going to mean in my life. Give me the grace, oh God, to do what you're calling me to do. God, give us your Holy Spirit. Come and move upon the darkness of my heart and my life and my mind and my family and my children. My God, come into my house, come into my heart, come into my life. Breathe upon this. And God, give me a heart to receive your word. The world couldn't resist you. The only thing created that can resist you is human beings. So God, don't let me resist you. Help me, Lord, to believe your promises. And God, come and touch my life and break me out of the bonds of whatever is trying to get a hold of me to destroy the testimony of who you are in my life. God, let it be.